As you heard, my name is Renske. That's a very Dutch name. I'm from the Netherlands, and Thomas and Twan asked me to interview them for this panel because the Amsterdam Dance Event takes place next week. So you can imagine these guys are super busy at the moment. So I'm kind of helping them out today. And my role as, well, how they know me is I work as a moderator and as a journalist as well during the Amsterdam Dance Event for like over 10 years now. First I want Thomas and Twan to introduce themselves, what their role is within the Amsterdam Dance Event organization. Twan?
My name is Twan. I'm the partnership campaign manager at Amsterdam Dance Event, which means I'm responsible for all the communication and campaigns we co-produce with our commercial and non-commercial partners.
Hi, my name is Thomas. I think I need a mic.
I think his sound is not working. Yeah.
Hi. Is it working?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi, my name is Thomas. I'm responsible for marketing communication at Amsterdam Dance Event, which basically means all the things you see and read about ADE.
So the Amsterdam Dance Event is actually one of the biggest electronic dance events of conferences. So it's it consists out of a big conference with panels and lots more, but we'll come to that part, and also a festival part, which means there are so many events in the city next week. So I think we're going to start with a slide right now. So we have some numbers for you, and Twan and Thomas will explain these numbers, and this is actually shows you in one slide what Amsterdam Dance Event actually is.
Yeah, but maybe first up, what most people don't know is that ADE is a conference and started out as a conference. So our main goal is to basically gather the whole electronic music industry in Amsterdam for 5 days and nights. Most people know the festival, obviously. And in 2019, we have over 2,500 performing artists. But still, our main objective is to be this meeting point for the electronic music industry. So you can basically say, like, Amsterdam is, with over 200 locations involved, is basically reading electronic music for 5 days and nights. So we have a big daytime program as well, with lots of musea involved, expositions, performances throughout the day as well. So it's not just a festival, what most people tend to think. And also good to point out is that we're a platform. So we have a core team of 5 to 10 people, and we work with a lot of organizations around that as well. So we really rely on our partners, commercial partners, but also the municipality, basically to get it all done with a really big team once we hit off next Wednesday, that is. So
yeah, I think good to mention is, as you can see, we have like over 1,000 events, which is quite impressive, I think. And we just organize about, I think, 20%, so about 200 events ourselves. And the rest is more like organized by external promoters, organizations, or individuals, which also means that we face lots of challenges in terms of keeping everything consistent. So as you can see, the yellow, the black, which is, I think, also visible in the city of Amsterdam since, I think, yesterday or beginning of this week. Those are like our main colors and identity. But yeah, in between these borders, we give everything and everyone who's involved in ADE the freedom to create their own things, create their own content, create their own visibility and campaigns. And that's also the moment and the situation where Bynr comes in. We send out everything, our guidelines, our content, and everyone involved, either individuals, platforms, or media partners, commercial partners, everyone should work with our packages. Yeah, basically, and they have to create the freedom within these borders. It consists of a conference, festival, events. We do the conference ourselves mainly, and the festival is mainly organized by external promoters. And I think lots of festivals and organizations throw about like 3 or 4 events. So they see like ADE as the flagship moment of the year. everyone is here, everybody is coming over, everybody is networking and stuff. So I think it's kind of like the key moment throughout the year when everybody's trying to pull off their best and making sure everybody knows what they're doing. That's it.
And we're here to talk about branding the Amsterdam Dance Event. So can you guys maybe also explain what your connection with Binder is?
Well, I think most of the people who are here know what Binder is. It's the organizer of the event today. But as I just touched base on, we have our guidelines and we have like our content packages. And especially because like 80% of the events is organized by external ones. You can imagine if there's like an organization from Japan or Asia throwing an event in Amsterdam through ODA, and they have to like reach their visitors over there. Keep in mind the behavior online and offline of the local audience over there is like kind of other than here. So it's kind of like a balance. So we have to make sure these people know it's part of ADE, but they also should have like the creative freedom to push their own story and make sure that people come over. Because I think, like, as you can see, we have more than 40,000 visitors. And Thomas, the amount of international visitors is?
We attract, give or take, 400,000 visitors. That's also because we have a lot of free events, people walking in and out. So it's a rough estimate. It's almost 400,000 visitors in 2018. So we probably going to top that this year.
So how do you keep such a big event structured, actually, when it comes to branding?
Well, creating guidelines. that's the thing. We were like structured in terms of organizing the event. We work closely with the municipality, so every event is on our list, and if it's not on our list, it's not an ADE event. So that's really helpful to keep track of all the things that are going throughout these 5 days and nights. And in terms of branding as well, it's creating what Twan pointed out, it's creating guidelines and making sure everybody understands what we're trying to communicate as well. Mm-hmm. And that they can use, you can use our logo, of course, because it makes it a whole. But at the same time, it's not everything. It's not that you can't do everything with it, obviously. So then again, we really rely on the artist and the organizations to make the event as creative as it is. So we tend to take ourselves not too seriously also in terms of branding guidelines and do stupid things like pixelate the logo from time to time, that kind of stuff. It's taking ourselves not too seriously. It's really important, I guess.
Next week, the city will turn black and yellow, as everybody says in Amsterdam. So we all know, we cannot hide, you know. If you don't know Amsterdam Dance Event, you will know next week. But how do you reach external countries, like other countries than the Netherlands?
Yeah, we really rely on partnerships, like international media partnerships, but also Facebook and Instagram. We work quite close with them, so YouTube and Google. And basically, we're a foundation, so our budgets are not as big as commercial parties. We ride a bicycle to work and not drive really expensive cars. Like there's a lot of money in the industry, obviously, but we're a foundation, so we have to be creative with that as well. So we really rely on commercial partners, but also media partners. Mm-hmm. For instance, Facebook and Instagram, who helped us with creating content throughout the years. So we established this partnership in 2014. And one of the things we did when we were celebrating our 20th birthday, we asked 20 artists from 20 different cities to answer the same questions. With an Amsterdam backdrop, going through the canals. And what we did with that content is we targeted it on the cities they were from. So basically they explained what ADE was all about and what made it special. And that's the things we try to do to get like creative and reach a global global audience with our message.
And I think like, especially as it's so much, one of the main challenges we face is to make sure everybody knows about everything which is happening, both from the Netherlands but also internationally. So lots of people think it's just like parties, which exactly is a part of AD, but there's much more. And hence that we collaborate with external organizations, media partners, regular commercial partners, but also artists, labels, individuals to co-produce content, which helps us to tell the complete ADA story and make people aware of the fact what's happening before, during, and after AD, but also helps them by having like a global reach via a platform as AD. I think we have a case for that. We're just going to show is one of the things we created with Instagram last year. So we already had like Thomas said, an existing collaboration with Facebook and Instagram. So we collaborate with them on a media point of view, but also they have like their physical activation at AD. So they have their space where they do talks, they have drinks, they have vetting relations over there. And I think they just launched the Instagram TV platform last year in the summer, so just before ADE was, and they were actually looking for ways to push and promote their new platform, which they went to use to compete with YouTube, of course. So they reached out to us and were like, is there a way we can collaborate with you guys and basically amplify the existing collaboration with a way to push the Instagram TV platform on a cultural way? And that's, I think, when Thomas came in. And we already had like a relationship with South Korea, which was one of the main international focus countries we have, which means we invite people over from there, we collaborate with local parties from there, and based on like the Instagram collaboration.
Yeah, what we did is we asked Peggy Gu to be not sure if you're familiar with her, but she's a really emerging artist and. Yeah, she's good, right? she was one of the emerging artists last year, and she is from South Korea, so we asked her to like be sort of an ambassador for the platform. And what we did was we curated her route through ADE, and basically asked her to show the event. And I think this case is really what ADE is all about, like providing the platform for the artist and for the labels, of course, but putting the artist in the spotlight, but because they're the ones who are doing it. She took Instagram on a tour basically throughout the city, and Instagram pushed this to their global Instagram account, their at Instagram account. I'm not really sure what the following now is, but it was like 287 million or stuff like that.
350
right now. So that was really a big thing for us as well. Like, oh, wow, we can, so without further ado.
Yeah, so you guys brought a video of that case. Actually, this is, we were talking about like showing long videos is maybe not appropriate, but we were discussing it and they were like, no, we do want to show it in its total because this is exactly how it, you know, what ADE is about, the video. So we're going to look at it right now. It doesn't take 10 minutes, it's just a few minutes.
Growing up in Korea, I used to listen to a lot of K-pop, I listened to EDM, I listened to hip-hop. I was always interested in music, you know. I was one of those kids like putting the Walkman in my pants, you know, like and then dancing around. But moving back to London, it got me into house and techno scene. I never heard music like that in my life before. AD is special because, first of all, I get excited to know that everyone's there. Promoters to agents to managers to DJs and producers and everybody just gather in one place. And there's so many parties and so many good parties and good DJs. I think that's what it makes AD special.
Let's get it! Let's get it!
Yes!
See you at Awakening!
I was talking to my friend the other day. He's an actor, and then he just said to me one day as a joke, "We were born this way," meaning I love seeing, connecting with the crowd. I'm still getting butterflies. I'm still nervous, believe it or not, I really do. But for me to be out there, like connecting with fans and crowd, it's like, that's why I'm able to do the gigs every day. It's really tiring, but I love that moment so much, so I can do it, you know what I mean? I guess I was born to do this.
So basically, we see a DJ showing her way around the Amsterdam Dance Event. But for them, it was much more than that, right? Can you tell us a little bit about what the goal was and what the challenges maybe were and what the outcome was for you guys?
Yeah, the challenges was to tap into her full schedule, obviously, because artists have like numerous gigs throughout ADE. But we basically started a conversation with management and Instagram to find out what she was interested in, like during the event. And she told us, "Well, I see you have this Ryoji Ikeda exhibition at AI Film Museum. I'd really like to visit that. You have a couple of more kind of that kind of stuff that I can visit." Yeah, sure. So we pointed out a few record stores and what would you like to do, and that kind of stuff. So really provide like a platform and not really be pushy on because yeah, there's a lot of people asking her things and stuff, and we know how media can be throughout AE, so just provide her with some extras for this, and that you can see she's like really relaxed and enjoying herself during the event, and I think that's also kind of a typical thing for AE, that it's really laid back. The challenges were tapping into her agenda, but then again, making sure she was like comfortable with the event and the way it goes. Yeah.
Yeah, because I actually told you I work in this scene, but I can imagine that other people that don't work in music scene, they're like, it's just a DJ that does her gigs during ADE. But actually, the main thing is, okay, South Korea was one of your focus countries last year. She's from there. And it's not only about her gigs. She shows all the other stuff that she's doing as well. Like ADE is a conference, but also cultural and art. Everything, you combine everything. So how do you keep that structured? How do you make sure that everybody finds their way during a big conference
We have really good programmers, and for instance, our festival manager, she runs 200 locations, so she sets a couple of rules and boundaries and things you can't do. But also, we try to not to control everything, because then you don't get any creativity in museums. Yeah, so we basically start conversations and a lot of account management. Now for next year, which will be our 25th edition, you start the conversations with Musea and all the clubs and venues, like what would you like to do? And these are our main objectives or goals. So for instance, this year our focus country is France. Then we ask them, what are your ideas with this, and who would you like to invite? And our role is to make it visible, basically, and to point out that it's the industry that is gathering, and to make it shine basically for 5 days and nights.
And well, I think more we are like the facilitator in most of the things we do. So of course we do our own things, we make content as well, but this is about Peg Gu and the way how she experiences ADE. It's not about how we push her to experience it.
Yeah.
And I think also good to mention is, perhaps you can see it in the bottom of the screen, this has been published after ADE. So these shots are actually filmed during the last year's ADE. So this is an example of something which, yeah, published post ADE. But for example, before ADE, we work with a local sort of newspaper thing, which we, yeah, we co-produce like a newspaper with, yeah, has been, I think, distributed yesterday or today or tomorrow throughout the city, which is like the ADE guide. So it contains the full program. It has the city map, which shows like all the existing locations and participating events of ADE. We have the live report during ADE, so there's about like 10 or 15 photographers who are just walking through the city from Wednesday morning 8 a.m. till Monday morning 8 a.m. to capture everything what's going on and publish it directly online. So of course, it is there for people who are there, but one of our main goals is to make people aware of, like, and show people what's happening throughout the city globally by like having all this content involved.
Yeah, and all our routes and all the visitors' routes are different. So that's also, we don't see as much things as we want to. It's just a lot. So there was a quote once, it said, there are as many ADEs as visitors because everybody walks his own route through the event, and that's something to keep in mind as well. It's just so much, so we don't know everything about the event itself, and that's the fun thing of it as mm-hmm. well. Discussing with the team afterwards, what things you missed and what were the highlights. That's always kind of frustrating, but also really, encouraging, I guess. Yeah.
Are you going to do something like this again this year, or you have something else that you want to share?
Yeah, there are a couple of things coming up.
You want to share already or not?
No, not yet.
No? Because you don't know what the outcome is yet.
Yeah.
What was the outcome of this one? You told us a little bit already about the amount of views, but what was the specific outcome of this case for you guys?
I think the outcome for us was we really this. Cool video, obviously, about ADE. In terms of numbers, it was really interesting to see that that Instagram pushed it, Peggy Goo pushed it, and we obviously did. So we're really proud. And I think we got a lot of feedback also from the industry, like, can we do something like this? Obviously, that's the thing. It has to be really balanced because you have so many artists. And you want to highlight them all, basically. But yeah, there are certain themes and topics you need to push. I guess this is something we will try to do for years, creating content like this. It's not standard formatting. It's really just also this is really last minute stuff. Get creative with the artist, and then see what we can do. And there's a lot of content that we don't publish, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we're running out of time, right? We're going to go to the guys really wanted to show you another video, which is shorter than the last one, or the one before. As we said, like next week, the entire city, I don't know how many people are coming to the Amsterdam Dance event, but you can see the entire city will turn black and yellow.
Still tickets available.
Yeah, well, there will be flags and entire city. If you don't know what it is, you will know if you're in Amsterdam. And I think one of you will do a short introduction of the video that we're going to see right now.
Well, I think it's Monday morning, like the morning of the Monday morning of the week of AD, which is next Monday. That's the moment where the flags will be raised through the city, when all the like city branding will like be put out. So that's the moment when the city knows AD is coming up that week. Basically the moment when we take over the city in like a good way, I think. Subtle, but yeah, it should be visible that it is there. And next to that, we also launched the campaign video at the same moment to make also people who are not in don't live or are in Amsterdam yet know that's ADE week. So it's like, yeah, we just make sure everybody globally knows ADE is coming. And I think this video captures, yeah, the story we just told and everything what we do and everything which ADE is about in a pretty good way. That's it.
things we've been called over the years. Rebellious, deviant, lost. Hell, some even called us pioneers. And as one sound led to another, along came many more names. Innovators, mathematicians, nerds, unknown, underground, and eventually, famous. Now don't forget to include all of us. The clubheads, basement dwellers, dancers, and attic critters. The listeners, explorers, wax diggers. The businessmen, the unconventional and non-conforming. The day, the night, and often the morning. Whatever you might call us, you know where to find us.
So that's basically the Amsterdam Dance Event, and we want to thank you for being here today. And if you're in Amsterdam, please check it out. Thank you. Thank you.